My dear devotees, my dear friends, and my dear skeptics. Listen now very carefully how to obtain full satisfaction and happiness. If you listen very carefully, you might today get a key which will help you both in this world and beyond this world to be happy. First of all, why are we not always happy? Why are we often so disturbed? For instance, now when it becomes very cold, thunder. Why do our relationships, even with near and dear ones, often turn to become complicated and even dissatisfactory? Why do we eat and eat and eat and not become satisfied, even though we have so many more kilos or kgs than necessary? Why are we not satisfied in Delhi, and then when we move to Bangalore, not satisfied in Bangalore and not satisfied in Madras? Why? It is simply because we always think, I can only be happy if I have something which I don't have at the moment. In material life, we are taught we can only be happy if we get that which we don't have at this present moment. This is a very dangerous philosophy. Because if you can only be happy if you have that which you don't have at the moment, you can never be happy. There's always something which you don't have at the moment. But see, we all have been grown up in the circle of 99. And as long as we don't leave the circle of the 99, we are condemned to be unhappy. What is exactly the circle of the 99? My dear friends, I can only explain to you the circle of the 99 by telling you a story. Are you willing to listen? Good. So, once there was a very wealthy king. In storytelling, it's always like this. the more the king has, the more unhappy he is. And so this was a very wealthy and very unhappy king. Every morning his servant came and woke him up by saying, "Good morning, Majesty." What a wonderful day today. And the king was just totally frustrated. I am so rich, but I am so unhappy. And even this good for nothing servant is more happy than me. So one morning this king got out of the bed and he went to the king and servant and said, "Why are you so happy? Tell me your secret." The servant said, "I don't have any secret. Maybe it is because I am engaged in your service that I'm so happy, Your Majesty." The king said, "What? You can't be happy if you serve me. If you serve me, you are a slave." "No," said this, "so I see it differently. I get the best food and nice cloth." "Nonsense," said the king, "nonsense. You're eating what is left over from my table, like a dog." "And the cloth which you wear on your body has been worn by the princess before you." "Tell me your secret. Why are you so happy?" "Ah! Cello, go, go. Jau. Then the king went to his minister. "Why am I so frustrated? This morning I got angry on my servant. Even a simple servant in my kingdom seems to be more happy than me. The minister said, "Do you really want to know the answer? You are unhappy because you live in the circle of the 99. "What is the circle of the 99? Said the king. The minister said, I cannot explain it. I can only show it to you. But are you prepared to lose a happy servant for that? Are you prepared to lose a happy servant for that?" The king said, "Yes, I must become happy. I must know how the secret of happiness." "I'm the leader of the kingdom. If I'm unhappy, the whole kingdom is a mess." So the minister said, "Come this evening before the palace and bring 99 gold coins with you."
तो मंत्री ने कहा कि आप इस शाम को महल के सामने आना और अपने साथ 99 सोने की मुद्राएं लेकर आना.
When they met in the evening, the minister took the king with him to the servant's house. And the mantri said, "You hide in the bush." Where are the gold coins? Then he put the gold coins into a little bag like this. And he hung the bag on the door of the servant. Then he wrote a little letter. "Dear servant, you have lived properly. Therefore today you get this treasure." And he signed it the Devatas. Then the minister knocked at the door. And, oops, I should not have done this. Krishna. Oh, yes. He knocked at the door and he ran away to the king. So the servant opened, he was in the house with his wife, with his children and with his friends. When he heard the knocking, Krishna. He opened the door and he found the, and he, Krishna. One moment. Maybe Krishna doesn't want. Krishna. Maybe Krishna doesn't want you to know how to become happy. So when the servant opened the door, he found this bag with the gold coins, and he took it inside the house. When his wife and the friends and the children were gone to bed, he read the letter and he opened the bag. So much gold.
जब उनके बच्चे और पत्नी सो गए तो फिर उस नौकर सेवक ने पत्र देखा और पत्र पढ़ना शुरू किया.
Better you don't do this because otherwise everyone watches you and not listens to the lecture. Just stay here. And when everyone was in bed, he started to count the gold coins. When he saw the gold coins, so many, he thought, "Oh, I can buy everything which I want." He moved the gold coins around. Oh, it works. Then he made little piles of gold coins. He made 10 piles. And he moved them around. But all of a sudden he noticed one pile is a little smaller than all the others. You know, 99 gold coins means nine piles high, and then one pile, the tenth, is just a little smaller. The minister said at this moment to the king, watch him, he's slowly entering the circle of the 99. The servant thought, there's one gold coin is missing. Maybe my wife has stolen it. She always wanted a new sari. But then he thought, no, it's not possible. She didn't see the gold. I was the only one who saw it. He looked on the floor, under the table, under the bed, but he couldn't find the missing gold coin. And he made plans. How can I get the missing gold coins? He didn't see any longer. I have 99 gold coins. This is enough to live my whole life, a luxury life. All of a sudden he only saw, I don't have this one gold coin, it's missing. Let me take an extra job. And my wife also should become a dobi. And if both of us work very hard for 10 years, then we can have the missing gold coin. And then we don't have 99 gold coins, then we have 100 gold coins, and then we can enjoy. So he went to the king. He worked as a servant of the king, and in the night he took an extra job. After 1 month he was so tired and frustrated. The king said, you always greeted me in the morning by saying, wonderful good morning. But now you are so frustrated. What happened to you? Ah, said the servant, what is it to you? After 2 months, the king fired or dismissed the servant, because who wants to be next to such an unhappy person? My dear devotees and friends and skeptics, this story describes the reason why we are so unhappy. We all have been born in the circle of the 99. We all will think, I will be only happy if I have what I don't have at the moment. We are never focused on that what we have. We always want to have what we don't have. Because by our mind we are convinced. Then, only then, when I work a little bit harder and get this what I don't have, then I will be happy. In the summer we think, oh, I hope it will be more cool. In the winter season we lament, oh no, when will it become warm? It's just so intolerably cold. When we are young, we think, only if I'm married I'll be happy. And when we are married, we think, no, we must have children, then we are happy. And when we have children, we think, oh, I hope the children are soon big enough that they are out of the house and we have a little peace at home. When we have a photo camera, a new photo camera, we think this photo camera doesn't have this special blitz function. Now I must get another camera. When we have seen one movie, we think, oh no, this movie was not so good. I need to see this other movie which my friend told me about. When we join the Krishna conscious movement, we think, Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Shri Radhika, Shri Radha Radhika Raman ki Haribo. When we are just joining the Krishna conscious movement, we think, oh, if I am only initiated, then I'm happy. Then we think, only if I have my Brahman Diksha, I'm happy. Then we think, no, only if I'm a sannyasi, then I'm happy. Then we think, no, only if I'm a GBC, then I'm happy. And then we think, no, only if I'm God, then I'm happy. We always live in the circle of the 99. You know when you can be happy is get out of that prison, that circle of the
99.
It's a prison which is in your mind. It's an illusion. You are, everything is perfect the way it is. You are an eternal soul, a part of God. Just now you are that. It's not that tomorrow you are a part of God. You are now a part of God. You are eternal. You don't need anything of this world.
हमें इस संसार की कोई वस्तु नहीं चाहिए.
You just need to be understanding. You need to just understand Krishna, that you are part of Krishna.
हमें क्योंकि इस बात को समझना है कि हम कृष्ण के अंश हैं.
There's a very nice prayer.
बहुत सुंदर एक प्रार्थना है.
It teaches us how to be happy. It teaches us to be satisfied in the present with what we have. The prayer says, "My dear Lord, for so many long years I have forgotten you. I am your eternal part and parcel. In reality, I belong to you. By the mercy of my spiritual master and the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have now been given the chance to engage in your service. Please accept me as your servant." See, you just need to wake up to the reality to be happy. You need to wake up to the eternal spiritual truth that you have a relationship of love with Krishna.
जो वास्तविक शाश्वत आध्यात्मिक सत्य है, इसके प्रति जागरूक होना है कि हमारा कृष्ण के साथ सनातन संबंध है.
A little while ago, I had a very deep experience in Germany, a Krishna conscious experience which I want to tell you about.
कुछ समय पहले महाराज कह रहे हैं कि वो जर्मनी में बहुत सुंदर कृष्ण मानव अनुभव हुआ.
I was sitting at the bank of a lake chanting my japa. I have noticed when you chant very concentrated the holy name, animals are no longer afraid of you. So the deers came around me. The birds came around me. There was even a wild boar who came to me and just sat next to me listening to the chanting. So, I was chanting. All of a sudden I noticed that everyone around me is breathing. The deer were breathing, the birds were breathing, the trees were breathing, and even the wild boar was breathing. The next thing I noticed is that we were actually not consciously breathing, but it was just happening. By Krishna's arrangements, the lungs of all creatures fill with oxygen, and by Krishna's arrangements, they give away the oxygen into the atmosphere. No one controls this in a conscious way. It is not proper to say that we are breathing. It is more proper to say we are breathed. You know, sometimes when there is an accident, a person has so much shock that the breathing stops, and then one rescue worker comes and goes and breathes air into that accident person. The person on the floor is not breathing himself, he's being breathed. So when I was sitting at the lake, I understood that all creatures, including me, were breathed by Krishna. If I wanted to be very foolish, I could stop the breathing of my nose and my mouth, and then after some time I could lose my consciousness. If I would be very foolish and obstinate and against this arrangement of God, I would fall unconscious for some time. But then after some time, Krishna would again, when I'm unconscious and couldn't do this foolish thing, breathe air into my lungs and I would live. My dear devotees, this simple reflections on the lake convinced me that everything is perfect the way it is if I just surrender to Krishna's arrangement. Krishna takes care of all creatures. We just have to be in harmony with Him. But if we stop being in harmony with Him and follow our own plans, it's a little bit like a foolish man who stops his breath. God has given us our breath. He has also given us everything else. But if we don't want to accept that and don't want to surrender to Krishna's plan, well, then we can make our own arrangements and see how far we get. I think most people and even devotees don't understand this simple fact. Surrender to Krishna's plan. Then He will take care of you. But if you make your own plan, well, then you can struggle for your existence. And most people are just struggling for their existence because they live in this circle of 99 where they feel it's not enough what I have. I want to encourage today every one of you to discover your greatest strengths. Your greatest strength is lying deep within you. Your greatest strength is your ability to serve Krishna. that strength of service lies within the human heart. And when you begin to render service to Krishna, then, my dear devotees, you will become happy. The great mistake of human civilization is that they make arrangements outside of the service to Krishna to become happy. They serve themselves. But if you start to seriously serve Krishna, then you will be happy. Let me give you an example. The tendency to serve Krishna is lying inside of us, like the fire which is inside the match. When the fire comes out of the match like this, it is manifested partially. And after some time, finished. Now, when the fire is increasing and is coming on some cloth, it is more manifested. When it burns a whole village, it's more manifested. When it burns a whole country, it is more, still more manifested. So when our service, dasatva, our service is manifested a little bit, that is what we do in normal consciousness. We serve our family members and our senses. But when we serve Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha Loka, it is more manifested, the fire. But because there is so much respect in Vaikuntha, Lord Narayan, Lord Narayan, we don't come so close to him. We are always a little in the distance, out of awe. So, but our service attitude is becoming more manifest. It is manifest to the supreme degree in relationship to Krishna. Because Krishna is so sweet. Krishna plays his flute and everyone in Vrindavan is attracted to the magical sound. Krishna is surrounded by devotees who say, Krishna, close your eyes, I will feed you a laddu. And then the friends of Krishna take a flower and put it in Krishna's mouth. And they laugh. And Krishna laughs also. Because there is so much love. It's in Vrindavan, the devotees don't serve Krishna with a distance created by respect and awe.
वृंदावन में जो भक्त होते हैं वो कृष्ण की सेवा आदर पूर्वक नहीं करते, जिससे कि उनके बीच में कुछ और दूरी आ जाए।
They love him as their friend, as their family member, as their most beloved Lord. And that means their service quality is manifested to the highest degree. My dear devotees and friends, as long as you want to serve yourself, you won't be happy. If you only serve your senses, then your service attitude will be a little bit manifest, and then it will extinguish after some time. And you will become dry. And you will think, where is the next pleasure? You will never find enough. If you only serve your senses or yourself, you will always think, there is something which I don't have which will make me happy. Forget about serving yourself. Eat and sleep enough to maintain your body. That's of course clear.
Yes.
Think of serving Krishna. Awaken the fire inside of you. The fire of dasatva. Should I show you and burn this blanket? I think you understand. Then you will increase more and more. Not by taking you will be happy, but by giving service. If you only take, you will be in the circle of the 99. But if you give, oh, you can be happy at every moment. It really works. I must tell you, at this present moment, I have sciatica problem. Sciatica. But I don't care. I preach. I try to share Krishna consciousness. And I'm totally happy, although my nerve, you know, in the back, sciatic nerve goes always ping, 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 ping. When you serve, you forget about misery. And the one who serves Krishna is maintained by Krishna. Krishna says, Anandyas Chintayantamang, those who are my servants, I maintain what they have and give what they need. If you forget about your own happiness, Krishna will make you happy. I will end my presentation today with a little story. Once there was a very unhappy man who came to a sadhu. I'm so unhappy. He had a whole list why he is unhappy. My wife has become so fat. My children don't like me. I have digestion problems. Even Swami Ramdev can't help me. It's winter. I need 20 blankets, but I have only 19. So then the sadhu said, stop. Have you served a person today? What? Serve a person? I mean, I'm in problem. How can I serve? No, you should serve someone. And you should serve Krishna. I have so many problems. How can I serve? So he left the servant, the sadhu. Then the sadhu said to his disciples, I wanted to help this person. I wanted to help this unhappy person. If one forgets about making arrangements for his own happiness, but simply serves Krishna and serves the servants of Krishna, then God takes care of oneself. Summary. I wanted to explain material life, which is based on the illusion that I should make arrangements for my own happiness, doesn't work. A materialist is unhappy because he just does not get enough. He's living in the illusion, only if I have what I don't have at the moment, I will be happy. In difference to a materialist, a devotee surrenders to the perfect arrangement of Krishna. Krishna breathes life into the whole creation. And the devotee, therefore, will serve Krishna. And as he enters the world of service, he exits the circle of the 99. In this world of service, the greatest spiritual power is called dasatva, which lies inside all of us, manifests. The servants of Krishna feel the greatest manifestation of that service attitude. Because Krishna is the sweetest. Krishna has the most loving relationships with his devotees. Yes. So it is my prayer that all of you become like matches. Burning more and more, more and more, more and more. That you burn like a whole village, a whole country. It's a cooling fire, the fire of seva. This cooling fire will extinguish in your heart the hot fire of karma. Seva Agni extinguishes the Kam Agni. Then you will be really happy. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, one little announcement.